The next Mishnah says, Kachi Darka Shel Torah. This is the method of learning Torah. Pas Bamelech Toichal. Eat bread with salt. Umayim B'Mesura Tishteh. And drink a limited amount of water. Mesura is a measurement. So drink only water with a small measurement. V'Alaoretz Tishan. Sleep on the floor. Sleep on the earth. V'Vachayi Tzar Tichya. And live a difficult life. But you will be toiling in Torah. And if you do that, you're praised and it'll be good for you. You are praised in this world, and it's going to be good for you. You'll get rewarded in the world to come. So this mission is understood by many Mefarshim that not that eating very little and drinking very little and sleeping uncomfortably as a prerequisite for learning Torah. In other words, it doesn't mean that you specifically have to do that in order to learn Torah. But the Mishnah is describing an attitude towards learning Torah. And the attitude is that we have to be prepared to learn Torah no matter the circumstance, no matter how difficult our physical situation may be. Even if it comes to that we only have very little bread and water and no comfortable place to sleep, we can't let that prevent us from learning Torah. That's what the Mishnah is trying to say, that if we approach Torah with that mindset, that we will learn no matter what, we will learn if whatever little we have to eat, whatever we can drink, we're going to still learn. If we have to sleep on the floor, we still will learn. That's how a person learns Torah. Rav Brevda Zatzal, Rav Brevda was a big Talmud Chacham and a well-known speaker, mostly in the New York area. He published numerous svarim. He was a big expert on the Gra's, everything. He wrote, published numerous svarim explaining the Gra's in his pirush on Shir HaShirim and on Tfilas Chanan and other svarim as well. So he would say that he came to Panovich Yeshiva. He was an American bachur in the 50s. He grew up in America, and he came to in the late 40s or in the 50s. He came to Panovich Yeshiva. And shortly after he arrived, he approached the Mashgiach, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, Zatzal, Levenstein Zatzal, to complain about his bed. And as he was explaining his issue, the Mashgiach grabbed his lapels and said, and he said this in Yiddish, Amerikansky, erst wird man euch auslernen leiden, and nachdem zu lernen. First, we're going to teach you to suffer a little, and then we're going to teach you how to learn. Now, they developed an extremely close connection after that. He was considered one of the biggest Talmidim of Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, Zatzal. But that was that was his message. He says, first, you know, suffer a little bit and get used to that, and then you'll be able to learn. Now, this requires training. This requires learning Torah without interruption, without distraction, and totally immersing oneself in learning. The more one enjoys and delights learning Torah, the easier it is to ignore personal discomfort, suffering, or deprivation. We experience this in other ways. When we're enjoying something very much, we stop noticing the little discomforts or imperfections that may be happening around us. If we're really enjoying ourselves on a vacation, we might even forget to eat for a little while and not notice that we're hungry. If we're spending time with someone we love and really cherishing the time, we don't notice heat, cold, and other discomforts. The more engrossed we get, the more we enjoy and revel in the Torah, the less things that, like what we're eating and what we're drinking and where we sleep, matter to us. Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal wanted to learn Torah Sanhedrin. He wanted to learn Kabbalah. And to do so, obviously, you must have a Rebbe, and you must have a qualified Rebbe. And there was one person he was comfortable learning from in Eretz Yisrael. That was Rav Yaakov Hillel, Shlita. Rav Yaakov Hillel is one of the foremost experts in Chachmas HaKabbalah. He's considered to be the greatest baki in the world. And he went to the regular Litvashi yeshivas. He learned in Panovich, I believe. So he was very comfortable with him. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel runs a yeshiva, a kollel, and a large Torah organization called Ahavat Shalom. And it happened to be right near my apartment, my dira, where I was as a bachur. And I used to learn in Ahavat Shalom at times. And someone who was in that kollel showed me a mat on the floor in a side room. And he said that Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal, he was still alive at that point, would travel from Rechasim, where he lived, in northern Eretz Yisrael, about 3 hours distant from Yerushalayim, And he would come in the beginning of the week, and he would sleep on that mat. It was like a thin little nothing. You've probably seen them in Eretz Yisrael. Like they give it to the little kids to sleep on. And he would eat mostly cottage cheese and gvina levana the whole week. And just to be able to spend the whole week listening to Rav Yaakov Hillel Shiurim on Chochmas HaNistar. That's real, literal Al Aretz Tishan. And it was what was necessary for him to learn that part of Torah, and he was not going to let that stop him. Rav Shimshon was a real American boy. He grew up in the same kind of environment we did, went to an American yeshiva based at Talmud, and you know, it wasn't like he was a born a tzaddik, but he toiled and toiled in Torah, and he grew to great levels, and it's something we can all aspire to.